This is Stephen Strang. Welcome to the Strang Report podcast for Friday, October 1st, 2021. Today, there was some big news on the 700 Club, and that is that after 60 years, Pat Robertson is stepping down as host of the 700 Club, and he's going to focus instead on teaching students at Regent University. I've had the privilege of knowing Pat Robertson for many years. Recently, he interviewed me on the 700 Club. I'll talk about that. He's still with us. He's still strong and vibrant, but this is a major transition. It gives us an opportunity to reflect on the life and legacy of Pat Robertson while he's still with us. And a national newspaper contacted me an hour or so ago and asked me for some quotes. And I thought, if I can give quotes to them, I need to do a podcast and share with my listeners my thoughts and, in a way, my tribute to the career and legacy of Pat Robertson. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Welcome back, and today I'm just sharing my heart with you. I have so much love and appreciation for Pat Robertson. There are a group of men that I mentor, and recently we were talking about mentoring, and I said, you know, you could be mentored face-to-face. That's probably the best kind, in a way, I think, and that happens many times, but you can also be mentored by men or women who are dead. Well, how is that, you ask? Well, you read their books. You can also be mentored by people from a distance. And I have always considered Pat Robertson one of my mentors from a distance, even when I was in my early 20s before I started Charisma Magazine. I knew of Pat Robertson. CBN would have been, oh, say, 10 or 12 years old at the time. He wrote a book called Shout It from the Housetops with Jamie Buckingham. I know exactly when I read that book. I read it in 1974 because my wife was pregnant with my son, Cameron, and I just happened to remember that it was in that era that I read that book. And I was so moved by the miracles and the vision. And, of course, back then, the charismatic movement was in its heyday, let's say. And people like Harold Bredesen, who was a pastor of a well-known denominational church, received the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And Harold was, in my opinion, a great man. I had the privilege of knowing him personally and spending some time with him toward the end of his career. But he was a mentor for a young seminary student named Pat Robertson. And, you know, the stories told about how Pat Robertson received the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Very interesting odyssey. He was the son of a U.S. senator from Virginia, and then he felt called to the ministry, and like a lot of college students or seminary students, he kind of almost starved in a way. I mean, he writes about this in his own autobiography, which I had the privilege of publishing. I appreciate all of my authors, but I don't know, somehow I was just so honored to be able to publish the book, I Have Walked with the Living God. And I think even the title, which Pat Robertson insisted on, shows a certain amount of humility. Yet he was and is a great man. You know, many know Pat Robertson as the founder of the Christian Broadcasting Network, whose programs have inspired faith in thousands of viewers. But his ministry extends well beyond CBN. He founded Operation Blessing, which provides hunger relief, safe water, orphan care, disaster relief, medical care, and more to communities in every U.S. state in over 90 countries. Can you imagine? He also organized the American Center for Law and Justice, which has protected the rights of pro-life demonstrators as well as religious groups and individuals. And really, it was kind of a counterbalance to the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union, which has done a lot of good, but also has become so far left that they actually almost fight against Christian values. So the ACLJ is kind of a counterpoint to them. In his book, and I'm reading from the back cover, Robertson provides a warm, riveting, humorous, and surprisingly candid inside look at his life and legacy and shares about the power that dwells behind what is visible. Packed with explosive truths about the reality of God, I Have Walked with the Living God lays bare Robertson's deepest feelings about a God who brings miracles into the daily lives of those who trust him. Discover what God can do when one hardworking businessman meets the supernatural. You know, I read this book word for word and enjoyed every single paragraph. I really did. I learned so much. And I already knew a lot about Pat Robertson. You know, I don't consider myself an equal at all, but I did have a vision and I started a media company, mainly print. Of course, now we're in digital. He started on television and he was the first, and it was 60 years ago today that the first program was on his little station in Portsmouth, Virginia. I think it was called WYAH, which kind of is like Yahweh or something like that. And he announced his stepping down on the 700 Club, and they sent out a press release almost immediately. And I'm just going to share some of these things that during his time as host of the 700 Club, which actually began production in 1966, he interviewed many interesting guests, including United States Presidents Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, Gerald Ford, George H. Bush, and Donald Trump. He also had in-depth interviews with dozens of prime ministers of the state of Israel, including Yitzhak Rabin, Shimon Peres, Menachem Begin, Benjamin Netanyahu, and others. He had an interview with a nuclear scientist who is in charge of Saddam Hussein's atomic research, during which he learned conclusively that Saddam was unable to manufacture a nuclear weapon, clearly disproving the claim of the existence of weapons of mass destruction by then U.S. President George W. Bush. He met in Africa with rebel warlords, and he traveled by small airplane to rebel-held Mozambique to interview Afonso Dhlakama, who is the leader of the army known as RENAMO. He also journeyed to Pakistan. This just goes on and on. He interviewed the presidents of South Africa, Zambia, Angola, Zaire, Vietnam, and virtually all the leaders of Latin America. He traveled to China and brought to his audience an exclusive interview with Prime Minister, I don't know how to say it, Zhu Rongji, and made other visitors with the Minister of Poverty and so forth. He had guests such as physicist Edward Teller and Alvin Toffler. And the press release goes on and on. He has accomplished so much. One of the things that I did not know about, because it happened a number of years ago, was there was an intelligent official named John Walker who leaked to the Soviets the war plans of the American Atlantic Fleet. And nobody knew the source of the leak until a member of John Walker's family contacted Pat Robertson and appeared on the 700 Club with the identity of the spy who was her father. Boy, can you think how difficult that was for her? But she's a great patriot. You know, Pat Robertson had a very interesting career. He even ran for president in 1988. That's a pretty lofty position. He also learned how dirty politics can be. He writes about it in his book, and I urge you to get the book, I Have Walked with the Living God. You can get it on our own website. It's called shop.charismamag.com. Charisma Mag, of course, is because we couldn't get the name Charisma. It's what we call our Charisma Magazine website. Or you can go to Amazon. You can go to Christian Book Distributors, barnesandnoble.com. It's widely available. It's a very, very good read. And, you know, he talks about how he started, and he had such humble beginnings. And it's interesting, when you visit CBN up there, now it's in Virginia Beach, which is right next door to Portsmouth, they have a very interesting display of some of those early days, including the little desk that he sat at, you know, when he had a little talk show in front of a curtain. It's interesting to just see how simple things were. And I heard him say one time that you should despise not the day of small beginnings. And that has encouraged me over the years. And as I've given speeches there numerous times, I will quote him saying that. I have interviewed him for some of my own books. He has been a podcast guest of mine several times, once about the book. You can find it on the Charisma Podcast Network. You just have to search for his name, Robertson. One time I had the privilege of having lunch with him up at CBN, I guess one of the days that I was on the 700 Club, and he was telling me all these great stories, and I said, would you care if I turned on my cell phone and turned this into a podcast? So I don't remember exactly when that was, but I think we actually did a couple of podcasts. The audio is fine. You can hear it. Of course, it's not studio quality, but it was so spontaneous. You know, one of the things that I admire him for the most is what he did with Regent University. It started as CBN University back in the day. I remember when he had his 25th anniversary. So if he started in 61, I guess that'd be 86. And I actually, they had some kind of big celebration. I actually flew up there and sat in the audience. And CBNU had just started. They have a beautiful campus. It's kind of that Williamsburg, Virginia colonial look. They have a hotel, the Founders Inn. CBN headquarters itself, of course, is that style and probably was the first building they built there. Everything he does is with such quality. And Regent University now has 12,000 students. I mean, it's just amazing. It's a major university that is founded on Christian principles and, of course, also conservative values. I have had the privilege of having several of their graduates on my staff from time to time, and they have always been quality people. And I have tried to support Regent University as I have been able. You know, he also wrote the book called Secret Kingdom, and that made a huge impact on me. I don't remember when it came out, but he writes about the parables and the parable of the talents, how if you use the talents, they grow. If you don't use it, you know, you lose it. I'm not saying it very well, but that has been a guiding source, I guess you'd say, in my life. And, you know, he probably doesn't even know that he had this influence on me. He didn't know. I'm sure he doesn't know that I considered him a mentor from afar. And, of course, I did not start off with a law degree like he did and a seminary degree and a father who was a U.S. senator, but I did start out with a passion to encourage people to experience the power of the Holy Spirit. And I'm a journalist, and I just wanted to serve God. And I think in those early days in particular, the fact that Pat Robertson had built something from scratch encouraged me to have the faith to build something from scratch. You know, I just felt like I needed to share my thoughts. In fact, I'm going to send them to this newspaper reporter, and he can pull what he wants to from my thoughts. But, you know, recently my new book, God and Cancel Culture, came out. In fact, it came out September 7th, the day after Labor Day, which is barely 3 weeks ago. And I was honored to be able to be interviewed on the 700 Club on the day of release. And the previous times I had book releases, I flew up to Virginia Beach. I always enjoy going up there, but, you know, it is, you know, basically 2 days, including travel. And this time, partly because of COVID and the fact that they had kind of got used to doing things on Skype, we did the interview by Skype, which is so much easier. But I didn't really know until the program started that Pat Robertson himself was hosting that day. And he asked me some very good questions. We actually already ran that interview on my God and Cancel Culture podcast, but I decided that today, at the end of this podcast, that we'll rerun it again. because I guess that's the last time that he'll interview me on a program. Who knows if I'll write another book, but, you know, he stepped down. He's turned it over to Gordon. I've gotten to know Gordon fairly well. I have utmost respect. I also knew his brother, his older brother, Tim, who ran CBN when Pat Robertson was running for president back in the 1980s. I had the privilege of serving on a board of a university with Tim. He is a very impressive person himself and has become a very successful businessman and serves on the board of the University of Virginia. I hope I'm remembering that right, which would be, you know, pretty prestigious. But in this setting of serving on the board with him, I got to know him a little bit. With Gordon, we have actually done some deals together, not only this book, but we have done the book version of the Superbook series. New CBN before Gordon. When a son comes in like this, you know, everybody's, you know, kind of holding their breath to see how well they do. And I'll just say my opinion. I mean, not that anyone needs my opinion, but Gordon has exceeded everybody's expectations. It's just obvious that he is a major leader in his own right, and CBN continues to grow under his leadership. And CBN is so important to the body of Christ. They have done so many things. I mean, Operation Blessing is huge. Regent University is huge. Pat Robertson has been superlative in nearly everything he's done. He's lived the lifetime and his accomplishments. It would take many, many, many other men to accomplish what this man has accomplished in his own life. I thank God for him. I thank God that he's going to maybe slow down a little bit. He's still in pretty good health considering his age. I don't have in front of me how old he is, but he would be pretty close to 90 if he isn't already. And he's going to pour into these students at Regent. I think that's wonderful. Meanwhile, I'll encourage you again to order his book. It's called I Have Walked with the Living God, and also Secret Kingdom, really all of his books. He's written many books, and everyone that I've read is very impressive. I'm flipping through the books. There's some really interesting pictures here. In fact, in some ways, the pictures are almost worth the price of the book. So pick it up, read it, be inspired, you know, and just, well, first of all, someone like Pat Robertson comes along only once in a generation. I have had the privilege of knowing virtually all of the major Christian leaders in the last 40 years, just in my course of my work. And I've known Reinhard Bonnke and Oral Roberts, who I consider to be just major, major leaders, many others that I could name. And Pat Robertson is up there with them. I think he will be remembered as one of, or maybe the greatest Christian leader of this generation. And, you know, his life, which he's still with us, I'm just opining about his stepping down from the 700 Club, appropriately 60 years to the day from the first broadcast. Isn't that kind of poetic in a way? Obviously, they thought it through and probably planned it that way, but each of us can be inspired. What can you do? What can I do if we don't limit God, if we believe in the power of the Holy Spirit, if we have vision, if we're daring, if we dare to trust God? That is the legacy to me of Pat Robertson and why I have considered him a mentor from afar. So without any further ado, I'll say thank you for listening. Share this with others. And, you know, stay tuned and you'll hear the interview that Pat Robertson did with me about my new book. And I hope that motivates you to buy it. Probably the best way is our own website, my own website, stevestrangbooks.com. In fact, I sign every book that we sell. But you can also get it at Barnes & Noble. You can get it on Amazon, of course, Christian book distributors, of course, and many other online booksellers. So here is my interview with Pat Robertson about my new book. Welcome to the God and Cancel Culture podcast. This is Stephen Strang, and I'm focusing on my new book by the same title, which releases this week. And on the day of release, I had the privilege of being on the 700 Club with Pat Robertson. And so here is my interview. It's only about 7 minutes long, but I believe it's powerful. I believe that you'll enjoy it. And after it's over, I'll come back with another message because I want this book in your hands.
America is drowning in liberalism. The White House and Congress are pushing for massive reconstruction of our economy, along with a rash of executive orders that are driving our country to socialism. What is called wokeism and cancel culture are on the rise. Censorship is rife, especially against Christians. So how can we fight back? Author Steve Strang has some answers.
Imagine waking up one day and finding out that the whole world is raining anger and hatred at you for something you said decades ago. The mob no longer comes with torches and pitchforks. Now they come with tweets, posts, blogs, and memes. They go to your employers and demand that you lose your job. They come to your home, your school, your place of worship. They harass your family and friends, and they will not stop until your life is destroyed. They are the cancel culture. Cancel culture is real. And if you think they're not coming for you, you're wrong. Stephen E. Strang, author of the best-selling God and Donald Trump, shows you how in his new book, God and Cancel Culture, stand strong before it's too late.
Well, Steve Strang joins us now. Steve, you are an investigative reporter. That's how you train. You were canceled last year when Amazon stopped stocking books published by your company, Charisma House. What happened?
Well, Pat, in the early 2000s, we published a book by Reverend Lou Sheldon called The Gay Agenda. It was not particularly controversial, even though it predicted a lot of the things that have happened. You know, back in that era, even Hillary Clinton said that marriage was between one man and one woman. Then mysteriously last fall, somebody at Amazon, we have no idea who, went through and took the book down as if it didn't exist. We could get no answers. Apparently, they went through and just eliminated anything that they didn't think agreed with their agenda. And this is what's happening with counterculture, with cancel culture. You know, this has been going on for millennia. Dictators, tyrants have always tried to cancel voices that don't agree with them. We see it today in the extreme in North Korea and China. And you said that liberalism is advancing. It is. These trends have been going on for a long time, but now it seems it's almost happening at warp speed. And it's not only in countries like that, but in a country like America, where we have freedom of speech, freedom of religion, we're getting canceled. And my concern is that ultimately is to cancel Christianity.
Steve, you pointed out in this book, I mean, you have several examples, but for example, the president talked about chloroquine.
Hydroxychloroquine.
And people have been canceled for mentioning that on the air. What's the deal about that?
I have a whole chapter in God and Cancel Culture about all this medical stuff. I mean, here are things that they are not FDA approved. It's called off-label, but they found that hydroxychloroquine, which treats malaria in places like Africa, in fact, Africa has very little COVID compared to the rest of the world because so many people take these drugs. And they found that if they were administered early, that nearly everybody recovers. So Donald Trump said it, and suddenly all the people that hated Donald Trump wanted to cancel this as if it wasn't okay. Ivermectin, which is something I take as a prophylactic, also has very, very good results. You know, we want to get rid of this dread virus. And here are some things, but if people speak up, if doctors who are very well respected even want to mention this, is canceled as if it didn't even exist. They want us to take the vaccines. There's a lot of evidence that the vaccines are very dangerous. I go into that as well.
But what's happening is that they're wanting to cancel anything that doesn't agree with their agenda. And that's just one example.
You talk about, of course, Michael Lindell has written a foreword to your book. But Mike got wiped out. He was selling pillows and everybody liked these pillows. And then all of a sudden he talks about Dominion and he talks about the other Smartmatic. And he was saying that they rigged the election. And all of a sudden he's been sued and he's been canceled.
I know it's dreadful. And it actually happened before that when he just supported Donald Trump. And, you know, totalitarian governments have done this for centuries, but it's new for businesses, woke businesses, canceling people. So here you have Mike Lindell. People want to punish him. 23 major retailers quit selling his pillow. What does that have to do with anything? They're trying to punish him. They're trying to make an example of people like him. So people like you and me say, hey, they got canceled for speaking up. Maybe I should be quiet. And that's self-censorship, self-cancellation. And I believe that that's the most dangerous of all, because then they don't have to come and cancel us one by one. We cancel ourselves. People are intimidated. People need to speak up, especially Christians, because we're also losing our religious freedoms, as we saw with COVID, where they said that churches were non-essential, where they shut down churches while liquor stores and marijuana dispensaries and big box stores were open. You could even riot in Los Angeles with a mask and burn buildings. And somehow that was okay. But going to church, you might be a super spreader. And thankfully, the Supreme Court ruled that churches were essential. But brave citizens like Chayon of Pasadena had to sue the government just to get our constitutional rights. Our constitutional rights do not go away during a crisis, and it's dangerous. They're getting away with more and more and more, and we have to stand strong before it's too late, and that is the point of the book. We haven't totally lost yet, but we're going to lose. We're going to get to a point of no return if we don't stand up, and I think the end game is socialism, which is really communism, which is always atheistic and which always cancels or tries to cancel God.
What about the so-called climate deniers? If somebody is against global warming, do they get canceled too?
Well, many times they do, and this is just one more narrative. It's anything. You know, there's a whole spectrum of things. If you don't agree with them, they want to treat you like you don't exist. Their attitude is, we won, you lost, get over it. Your opinions are not important in the public square, and we've got to stand up. And, you know, one by one by one, we're being canceled. And they're doing it in a way they don't explain it. People are puzzled. They talk about community standards. Well, the community standards are some far left version of reality that they want to make as if it's true. We've got to stand up, especially Christians who tend to be nice, rather passive people, need to stand up one by one by one. We need to support people that are canceled. And we've got to stand strong before it's too late, as the subtitle of the book says.
Hey, well, Steve, it's called God and Cancel Culture. It's an amazing book, and it's available wherever books are sold, I guess. They cover this on
it
Amazon.
It hasn't been canceled yet. It releases today. I appreciate you having me on the very first day.
Okay. Well, we're honored as you give us this chance, and it's quite an alarming book. And the biggest thing that I saw in there, that some credit card companies will refuse to process the credit of people, so they not only cut them off, they cut off their source of money. Steve, is that true?
It's absolutely true. And these things are kind of, you know, below the radar screen. But we can see an example of limiting your ability to buy and sell, like you said with Mike Lindell. And I think it's moving toward the end of time. You know, earlier in my life, I couldn't see how you'd have 666 tattooed on your head. But now with these chips and the different things that are happening, we're actually seeing how this could come about. And I believe that we're racing toward one world government. this is my attempt to try to get people to wake up. We still have freedoms. We can still pray. Earl, here you're saying that America needs to turn back to God. Absolutely. That is the answer. God is still in control, and prayer changes things.
Steve, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, as far as I can tell, is still available. You can get it wherever books are sold, I guess. It's called God in a Canceled Country. It's an interesting read. And today's the day it's released. Steve, thank you very much.
I hope you enjoyed that. I always appreciate the times that I've been able to be on the 700 Club. I have so much respect for Pat Robertson. And Gordon Robertson, his son, actually endorsed my book. And on another podcast, I'm going to be sharing some of those endorsements with you. Meanwhile, go to stevestrangbooks.com. where you can get a book and also some other free things as a thank you for reading this important book. I believe that it's the most important book I've written. And you can buy it many places, but we're concerned about the message being canceled. So I need you to help me get the word out. And there are ways to buy it. But thank you for listening. Tune in again tomorrow for another edition. Check out some of the other episodes of God and Cancel Culture. I think you'll enjoy them.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, that's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.